I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Every day is a blessed day. Every day that you have your prayers heard in heaven. Every day that we walk not as children of the darkness, but as children of light. Every day is a blessed day when we grow in faith and grace. Blessed days where we saturate every moment in the love of God. Blessed days every day that our flesh surrenders to the Holy Spirit and we die to sin and come alive to Jesus Christ. Every day is a blessed day. There are some blessed days that we feel more like muddy waters than flowing streams. There are days, however, that we feel like sandpaper instead of silk, sludge more than an espresso, or instead of feeling like a Bentley, we feel like a hoopty. The events of the day threaten to overshadow the blessedness of the day. Ask David about the blessed day he acted the fool. Of course, the story is told in 1 Samuel, the 21st chapter, and David was running for his life because of the rage and jealousy of Saul. David was the shooting star. He climbs the ladder of success seemingly overnight. Ah, he's a man on the moon. One day he was commanding sheep in the hills, and the next day he's Saul's son-in-law, captain of his bodyguard, and commanding his army. Well, David was a man who could do no wrong. He killed a giant, left to conquer the enemies of the king. David was doing what other leaders had failed to do. It was more than being at the right place at the right time, because God will put you in places where you cannot put yourself. Well, as a result, Saul's jealousy created an environment that forced David to either kill the king or run away from him. And David chose to run. He ends up seeking refuge among his enemies. The ones he was fighting against now provide temporary protection. I tell you, it's a sad, blessed day when you have to run to your enemies for protection. It was the kind of blessed day when you were more like a wimp than a warrior. In any case, David pretended the fool instead of praising God. He was running away, and the only way he could get away from the king of Gath was to pretend he was a fool, mad, insane, uncontrolled, dribbling on his beard. And Achish, the king, responded that since there was no lack of fools in his territory, David had to go. Well, maybe David forgot his own sermons or forgot how God responds to praise. You know, God has a resting place in our praise. That's what David said in Psalm 22. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. God inhabits the praises of his people. Maybe David didn't have enough time for a praise strategy or just access God's power with quiet praise. The text is silent. However, it only takes a minute. Paul and Silas prayed and praised God at midnight, and the Lord posted bail before morning. When blessed days find you running to your enemies for protection, praise God first. When on blessed days you feel you have to act insane to be successful, praise God first. When on blessed days the environment is not supportive of your true Christian character, remember to praise God. Praising God is the evidence that God is welcomed into your situation. Praising God unleashes God's liberating power that scatters our fears, strengthens our weaknesses, explodes stress, and overflows our doubts. There may be blessed days when you don't feel like praising God, but praise God anyhow. Start your blessed day today by praising God for the new mercies you see. Praise God at the end of your blessed days, because God will grant you rest. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This has been your wake-up call. Now go and have a blessed day.